And Shane, you know, it's feel or started out the first whatever 4 or 5 periods that it was going to be all Colorado, but you know, was it just the simple fact that Vegas is able to find a way to slow down the Colorado Avalanche defense that has had such a big impact on the last couple games?
Yeah, well, I think it was certainly it's a factor without question. I think the big thing is, you know, everybody knows the worst thing that could happen in that game, the best thing maybe in game one. Yeah, sure, they had, you know, time change and travel, game seven, but to get embarrassed, I'd much rather lose like that in game one than lose a double overtime 2-1 where you think you're close. Well, that game one, they knew they were nowhere near where they needed to be. And one thing about this group, it's a veteran team and they're resilient and they got angry. And they got back to their game and have probably played some of their best hockey. As you mentioned, I can even go back to game two. I think they deserve better. And I think I saw a stat on NHL. The shots are, is it 119-63 over the last three games? Two games, 2, 3, and 4. So, you know, game one was kind of a one-off, and they took it that way. I think they got angry. They got embarrassed. They had to listen about how they never had a chance. That kind of after game two. And came home, and the thing I've liked about their game is they haven't come off of it. Even when they were down in game three, they didn't change their plan. They stuck with it. They've done a real good job trying to quiet MacKinnon and Rantanen and Landeskog, which isn't easy to do. And it's still not going to be easy. It's going to be even harder to do it in Colorado in game five. But certainly the Golden Knights, I think, have talked about it, you know, getting to their game and improving. And they're executing their game plan better than the Avalanche right now. And for that reason, they've been able to tie the series up.
Well, success, including Marchessault's hat trick last game.
Sorry, I missed the first part of that.
Just why is that second line having such an impact for Vegas Golden Knights? You know, the last two games.
Yeah, that's, and I've been hard on them. Like those guys, Riley Smith had a real off year. Jonathan Marchessault off year last year. Carlson's the type of player that you know you're going to get that effort each and every night, but they looked like year one, that misfit line, the guys that had chip on their shoulder and came out to prove everybody wrong. And they've been able to play their best hockey as a line here over the last two games. And I guess if you're going to pick a time to turn it on, they really have. Riley Smith is playing fantastic. But, you know, it was a rough regular season. They had nights where they tried to force too many plays. And I think that, you know, when things aren't going their way, they sometimes try to do a little too much. I think they've simplified a bit, allowed their confidence to build, and now you're seeing that chemistry that those three have always had. And when they're on, they're rolling. And that's a massive thing is to have that line producing because, you know, sure, you're going to want Pacioretty, Stone, Stevenson to produce, but, you know, their number one assignment right now, at least at home in the matchup game, is to shut down that top line, the MacKinnon line. And they're able to do that. And if they can, and that line provides some offense, it's been a big factor. I think, you know, they're a line that can really get it going, and they've been able to do it. As I said, they couldn't have picked a better time to really start elevating their game.
Our big guest today is Shane Nani from Las Vegas, brought to you by Black Rifle Coffee, brewed fresh every day in Alberta. Order online at blackriflecoffee.ca or stop by their store in St. Albert on Carlton Drive. What effect do you think the lack of a presence of Nazem Kadri is having in this series?
Well, I think he's always a factor. He's a good defensive forward, good in draws. You know, anybody that misses, you know, key players, you know, it's very important. I think the Golden Knights miss Janmark, who's, you know, been out of the lineup for him, especially in that third line that gives, you know, I think him and Alex Tuck started to develop a little chemistry. And, you know, that line's been quiet since he's been out of the lineup. He had the hat trick in game seven, got injured in game one. And when you take a piece out, you have to have guys step up. And I think, you know, for the Avalanche, they miss Nazem Kadri. Is, you know, he's an important player this time of the year. If he can play without crossing the line, he's very effective. And he's had a lot of success against Vegas, you know, through the regular season, the way he's played, putting up points and giving them secondary scoring. So, yeah, the Avalanche certainly would love to have him in their lineup. And that said, you know, there's always pieces out. Vegas is, you know, they got McNabb back last game, which was a big presence for them. It's the time of year where, you know, you can't really – you hope everybody can be healthy, but rarely are they, and you need that next man up mentality. So I think the Avalanche, though, they rely so heavy you know, you get the second line scoring, but that first line, if you can quiet them, it seems to quiet the whole team. I think they're the ones that really drive the adrenaline of that team.
Mark Stone isn't what I'd call the prettiest player, but my God, is he good. And, you know, is the team kind of, I mean, I'm saying that with all due respect, I wasn't a pretty player either. But, you know, I think you know what I mean. And is he, you know, obviously he's their captain, but, you know, does this team kind of to look to him to weigh his played and say, okay, we got to be responsible and looking specifically at that second line?
I think so. And you're not, I'm laughing because I agree. I've been watching and trying to figure him out. He's an elite NHL player, like an elite player in this league, both ends of the ice. And I don't know if I've told you this analogy, but it might have been the best one. Dave Gosher, who I work with on play-by-play, is Boston guy. He said he's Larry Bird. You know, Larry Bird, you know, you watch him, couldn't jump, wasn't fast, couldn't do everything. But at the end of the night, he, you know, he has a triple-double, he's an all-star, he, you know, hits the game-winning shots. I thought that was the perfect analogy of Mark Stone, right? You watch him, there's nothing that stands out about him. But when you put it all together, and I think the biggest thing, like Bird and Stone, Mark Stone, such a fast game. Now, Mark Stone thinks the game quicker than anybody. Like, he doesn't need to move there because he's already there. He just anticipates so well. His hockey IQ is off the charts. So he's a guy that, you know, he's got the captain for a reason this year. He's been a big moment player for them. And, you know, I think he's one of those guys. You can just see his passion, the expressive Mark Stone, the gifs that are out everywhere, and they're nonstop. Yeah. There's another one from last game, him standing up. It's just, he is so passionate. It's not even when he scores everybody. And I think that kind of fuels the team and you know, soaks right through everybody. That you soak that up, that type of passion, that type of energy. So he's been a great captain, the first captain in history, and you know, he's able to back it up with his play, all situations. You know, he can be put down in a shutdown. He's a team first guy. He'll do whatever it takes, whatever they need of him for the team to win.
Any concern of the specialty teams for Vegas? They haven't exactly, you know, they haven't been awful, but they're maybe not where they'd want them to be for what might be needed at any given moment of the game.
Yeah, you'd like to see their power play. They get a power play goal. They've been able to get a couple now in a few games, but. You'd like it to be more dangerous, and maybe it will now that they've been able to gain a little bit of confidence. You know, Marsh is still a nice one-timer from, you know, Petrangelo, gets it, you know, hopefully gets that line going. One guy, and it can be overall Shea Theodore. I'm waiting for him to elevate to the guy we saw last year in the bubble. I think there's another level to his game, and, you know, they're winning, but it'd be, if he can elevate his game, that gives them, you know, a little bit more. And I think, you know, he's a big part of the power play, the way he can quarterback it, the way he, you know, moves the puck from the blue line. I think their penalty kill has been really good all year. Certainly, it's a challenge when you're up against the Avalanche. Getting McNabb back in the lineup's a big part of it. He's, you know, one of their best penalty killers, him, Martinez, their ability to block shots, to be in lanes. And special teams always play a factor, I think, especially against the Avalanche, because that's where they've been able to do a lot of damage. And for the Golden Knights, their 5-on-5 play, and it's kind of been that story all year, 5-on-5, they've been able to dominate teams, especially when they can get in waves of their forecheck. Their fourth line has been terrific. Patrick Brown, just a guy that gets it, that does his job each and every night. And I'm trying to think in the last two, even maybe three games, how many shifts that fourth line has had in their own end. It's been very rare. They're not going to, you know, it's not going to be danger, but, you know, in a series, it wears you down when they continue to forecheck, grind away in the corners, wears down guys like Girard or Makar that are going back to defend.
Yeah, when you're looking at it, Shane, that fourth line and that goal last night by Patrick Brown, were you surprised at I when Ryan Reeves made that sick pass to him in the middle of the ice?
Well, I don't know if he was trying to go between the defenseman's legs, and hey, I'd make the same thing. I'm just trying to get it over there, and it, you know, found a way through. It was a good play. That line has been really productive, and you know, the two constants on it have been Brown and Carrier. Reeves, you know, is out for a couple games with the suspension. I thought Kolesar played well on that line. Now he bumps up. So I think the one thing is the identity of that line on how they need to play has really been established, regardless of whatever the cast of characters is, and it's been effective. But yeah, Reeves, we've seen a few good plays from Reeves. We had an earlier in the season, I believe, early in the season, a little behind the back, no look. You don't see those guys try it often, but when it works, it's great. I love to see the fourth line guys, the depth D, when they can make a good play.
Sheriff, thanks a lot for your time, buddy. Enjoy, what are you, game five tomorrow in Colorado?
Yeah, it'll be fun. It was crazy weekend here in Vegas. Full building. It was great.
Yeah, it looked like it was just rocking in there.
Unbelievable. I think it was so loud. I think the last 5 minutes, though, of game three, was it, that when they scored those two quick ones, was the loudest I've ever heard that building. Or a building. Tremendous. So lots of fun, and we'll see if they can bring that back here and hopefully close out in game six.
Hey, you see him on a more regular basis than I do, but you know Robert Leonard threw his hat on the ice. That thing looked humongous. Like, is he wearing a garbage can on his head?
He's a huge melon. Yeah, he's a big man though. He is. There's not much room to shoot at. I forget the commercial. Barney the Walrus.
Yes, right.
That stands in goal. Yeah, that's like Leonard. He's a 6'5", 250, 260. You're gonna have a big squash. Put on a body like that.
All right, Shane. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the next game five. We'll talk to you later.
Will do, guys. Take care. Thanks, Doug.